Commissioner Martin?
Here.
Commissioner Sparrow?
Here.
And Chair Ruth?
Here. And please join me in the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Agenda review. Does anyone have a reason to reorder items in the agenda? Okay, seeing none. This is a time for community comments and suggestions, which we welcome, about items that are not on the agenda tonight but within our jurisdiction. And you would have a time to come up and speak. Seeing none in the audience, we will close that and move on to written communications. And we have no written communications since agenda preparation. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Consent agenda, approval of minutes. We are here to look at the minutes of January 15th meeting. Does anyone have any additions, corrections, deletions, questions, comments? All right. Then
Mr. King?
Yes.
Mr. Barnage?
I wasn't here. I'm abstaining.
Mr. Martin?
Yes.
And Chair Ruth?
Yes. All right. Public hearings. There are none. Non-public hearing items. Item 9A is consideration of general plan conformity for the disposition of property. And may we please have a staff report?
Certainly, Chair Ruth, members of the commission. Tonight's item regards some surplus lots that the city owns up on Old Ranch Road. You may recall when the Recreation Center project was proposed at the city property there at Old Ranch Road and West Branch Street, it was determined that the east portion of the property was not needed and could be subdivided and sold for residential use to generate revenue for the police facility project. On September 22nd and October 13th of 2009, the City Council changed the general plan land use designation from community facilities to residential medium density, changed the zoning from public facility to single that included the sale of three of those lots of Tract 3018. And on January 22nd of this year, the council approved a process for the sale of those lots. As you may recall, 3018 is located with one public facility lot remaining where is still an alternative for the police station. And as the property narrows, as it goes north toward the Mercedes neighborhood, the lots lay adjacent to Valley View Adventist School. Pursuant to Government Code Section 65402, prior to disposing of surplus property, a local agency is required to submit the matter to the Planning Commission for a determination if the proposed sale is in conformity with the general plan. And that's why we're here this evening. The sale of the proposed lots will allow single-family homes to be constructed immediately adjacent and in line with the existing residential neighborhood with consistent development standards. A resolution finding that the disposition of real property located at Old Ranch Road and consisting of lots 1 through 3 of Tract 3018 by the city is consistent with the city's general plan. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
All right. Any questions? Kristen?
Nope.
John? Jennifer?
What about, is lot 4 just left off of the...
Lot 4 will remain a residentially zoned lot that may be sold in the future. We're holding on to it for now until final design is complete for the police station project to make sure that it's not needed for that project. It is likely it may be utilized for additional parking and a road connection from Old Branch Road to the Women's Center upper parking lot.
And across the street, is that the open space? Is that all zoned open space over there?
That's owned by the county, and it's a public facility property. Okay. We have no word or applications pending on that property at all from the county.
I would open this to the public, but there's no one here to speak, so I will close that. And this also makes perfect sense to me as well. So I can entertain a motion.
I move the Planning Commission of the City of Rio Grande finding that the disposition of real property located on Old Ranch Road and consisting of lots 1 through 3 of Tract 3018 is consistent with the general plan.
I'll second. All right. Motion and second. Any discussion? All right. Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Martin?
Yes.
Commissioner Sparrow?
Yes.
Commissioner Barnage?
Yes.
And Commissioner King?
Yes.
And Chair Ruth?
Yes. All right. Now, item 9B. Appointment of Planning Commission member to serve as a representative on the ad hoc committee for the selection of a realtor. Did you have anything you wanted to tell us about this, Teresa?
Certainly just that in order to dispose of these lots, the council did adopt itself. And the idea is that this ad hoc committee could meet, review applications, interview applicants for a real estate agent for the exclusive listing for these properties. And so with that, if you could accept any nominations.
All right. Is there anyone that would like to nominate themselves or someone else?
I have a question.
Okay.
Teresa, so what's going to be involved as far as the time commitment?
The time commitment really is just going to be maybe a little bit involved, probably not much time in terms of putting the solicitation package together, but really just sitting down, reviewing the applicants' applications, and then scheduling yourself for an interview to be on the panel for that selection. And then making a recommendation, and after that we'll take it to council and we can take it from there.
So we'll probably get together, the three members, a couple times?
Yes, a couple times.
A couple hours, 1 hour, something like that?
That's what I'd foresee.
Thank you. I mean, I'll volunteer if nobody else, if anybody wants to, that's fine. I have my real estate license.
Oh, okay.
You're a natural. Okay. They're the natural.
I nominate bit. Kristen.
Okay.
I'll second.
All right. Sound like you're very well suited to the task, so I appreciate that. All right. Notice of administrative decisions. There were two, PPR 13-001 and Viewshed, is that what it is? VSR 13-001. Are there any comments, concerns, questions on these? John? Oh, you'll look like you're making one. Okay. So I guess those are fine. All right, we're on to commission communications, and is Ryan around? Okay, we will take
a bit of a hiatus.
All right. And Mr. Foster, would you join me at the podium, please? I have a proclamation to read. It is with, I guess, a heavy heart, but also gladness for his service here. Honorary proclamation by the City of Arroyo Grande Planning Commission recognizing Associate Planner Ryan Foster. Whereas Associate Planner Ryan Foster has served the City of Arroyo Grande for over 13 years, starting in the year 2000 as a planning intern and working his way to his current position of Associate Planner IT Technician with the Community Development Department. And whereas on February 8, 2005, Ryan received a mayor's commendation in recognition of his membership in the Platinum Service Club for service above and beyond the call of duty for his role as the city's webmaster, his role in setting up a web server within the city's existing computer network, eliminating the need and expense of an outside consultant, and saving the city thousands of dollars that would have otherwise been necessary to design and manage the website. And whereas Ryan has been instrumental in effectively carrying out the duties of the planning division by processing numerous subdivisions and development applications, including the Hidden Oaks subdivision, subdivisions on Briscoe Road, the VCA and Arroyo Grande Animal Hospitals, the Pike and Elm Apartment Project, People Self-Help House, liaison to the City Historical Resources Committee, and has worked tirelessly to process through approval the city's historic context statement. And whereas, besides his many other accomplishments, Ryan has taken on key additional responsibilities that have had a major impact on and have been critical to the success of the organization by maintaining the city's geographic information system, creating city maps, continually managing and redesigning the city's website, and greatly improving the city's public outreach, public education, and customer service programs. Now, therefore, be it resolved that I, on behalf of the Planning Commission, do hereby express our sincere appreciation to Ryan Foster for his 13 years of outstanding and dedicated service to the City of Arroyo Grande, its citizens, and the entire community. And that is witnessed by the entire Planning Commission.
I know Leos are supposed to like the spotlight, but I do not. I've enjoyed working here very much, going back all the way to those late night meetings. They have a little IT department that serves the planning and building department, so I'll be supervising that unit. So it seemed to fit in really well with what I enjoy, planning and IT. So
that's it. Thank you. You will be missed.
Yeah, well, I will miss being here, and I'm sure you guys will see me around town from time to time.
And we're glad for that.
All right. Thanks, Brian.
Thank you.
Any other commission communications? Staff communications?
At this time, we do not have any items scheduled for the March 5th hearing. That could change, but we'll be letting you know. We have in the queue for later in March, tentatively, the Panera Bread restaurant proposal. And we have the shopping center redevelopment project at Grand Avenue and Elm also coming forward. And the commission those are just some matters that will be before you in the coming months.
Thank you. And that brings us to adjournment. I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Good night. Thank you.